individuals. We need individual goals, individual thinking, individual actions. And we must never conform to the big group. We must love them. We must help them. We must serve them, because our whole success will depend on our ability to do these things. But never lose our own individuality and our identity by permitting ourselves to become submerged in what has historically proved itself to be little more than a suffocating sea of indirection and purposelessness. If we want to emulate someone, fine, but let's be choosy in whose steps we follow. It's the only life we've got. Remember to think. Imagination is everything, and we can become what we can imagine. We know that most people desire by nature to succeed. But what is success? What is this word that has become so famous in the world? What does it mean? Most people don't know what success is all about. And since they don't know what it's about, they really don't know where to look for it. Success is really nothing more than the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. This means that any person who knows what he's doing and where he's going is a success. Any person with a goal toward which he's working is a successful person.
This is a good place to start. To think deliberately and with a purpose. To spend a little time each
each day before a blank sheet of paper with our goal perhaps written at the top and come up with some fresh, new, and exciting ideas. The next point on our checklist, you might call the law of laws. That's what Emerson called it.